Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 84 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We've finally reached the martial arts forms proper. We're now going to get a series of martial arts forms in alphabetical order that are true martial arts forms. Martial arts forms that your martial artist characters take. They get all kinds of special maneuvers from. They get martial arts powers from them. The first of these is Aikido. Aikido is kind of an interesting style. It's an interesting adaptation from real life. I think there was a certain level of real life Aikido present here. You can tell by the description of the Aikido outfit, by the description of the Aikido philosophy. But there was also a desire to have this game have clerics. And I think that that may have battled with the knowledge of actual Aikido somewhat and resulted in a bit of a compromise, a very soft pacifistic art form that is really focused on, not spilling blood so that you can still cast your cure lights every day. That stuff is all interesting, but it's not really what I want to talk about because there's something kind of buried in Aikido, which is a style that's all about like flips and throws and joint locks and all this kind of stuff. So, tactically in the game, it's got lots of interesting options, but there's something hidden in there that I think is a key prerequisite for a game in the spy genre. And I quote, under hand attacks, knife hand knockout. Special. Does no damage, but knocks out an opponent for 2d4 melee rounds. Can only be performed on someone already controlled with a joint lock. Requires a normal strike roll. With this one passage, the dumb spy movie has been coalesced into a single perfect crystal. This is what I want to be doing if I am playing silly James Bond. I think it's actually an interesting design lesson that sometimes a game has to be willing to do something dumb to capture the fun of a dumb genre, a dumb story, or a dumb character. And it delights me that at the very beginning of this section that is going to give us countless and labyrinthine tactical combat options, there is a martial arts form that allows you to very simply twist the bad guy's arm around, judo chop him on the neck, and he falls to the ground unconscious but otherwise unharmed. Just simple as that. One roll, just twist and chop, and he's down. This is more like James Bond than anything else in the book to follow. We've reached the apex. I would have so much fun playing a character who, while everybody else is doing their jump kicks and stuff, just relies on the twist and chop method of like, I'm just a British actor. I can't really do kung fu, but twist and chop. Clearly, I am the world's leading expert in Oriental fisticuffs. It's dumb, but it's exactly what this game needs. It's both the dumbest and my favorite thing on this page. Things are going to get more complicated than this and much worse. So if you want to hear me say mean things about this game again, join me next time on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.